AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozdell. A rescue helicopter has spotted the wreckage of a missing U.S. Marine chopper and three bodies nearby in the mountains northeast of Kathmandu. Six Marines and two Nepalese were aboard the aircraft providing aid to earthquake victims in Nepal when the chopper disappeared on Tuesday. The musician known as the King of the Blues is gone.
Thrill is gone. The thrill is gone away.
Blues legend B.B. King has died at his home in Las Vegas at 89. He had diabetes and had been in poor health. King told the AP in 2006 that he wanted to be known for more than his music.
I'd like to be remembered as a friend. I'd like to be remembered as a guy who lived next door, loved people, and wanted to be loved by them.
But he will be remembered by generations of blues musicians and rock and rollers. As federal investigators try to find out why an Amtrak train that crashed in Philadelphia sped up in the last minute before it derailed, Amtrak's top official says the railroad takes full responsibility for the deadly wreck. President Joseph Boardman also says his company's engineers are highly trained.
The training of an engineer is 3 months, mm-hmm. and then it's on the road, and an engineer is not fully trained for a couple of years. So we have a very strong training program just to get them out on the railroad.
The engineer in charge of the train that derailed has yet to speak to investigators. More than 800 migrants have landed on the shores of Indonesia and Thailand after being adrift at sea for weeks. They're among the few who have successfully sneaked past resistance mounted by South Asian countries who say the boat people aren't welcome. Phil Robertson is with Human Rights Watch Asia.
The Thai, Malaysian, and Indonesian Navy should stop playing human ping pong with these people.
This is AP Radio News. Johnny Depp's dogs, Pistol and Boo, are preparing to flee Australia for the United States after the country's agriculture minister accused the Hollywood actor of sneaking the pups into the country. Minister Barnaby Joyce says he was told the Yorkies would be returned to the U.S. aboard a private jet. Meanwhile, Parliament member Clive Palmer is criticizing the minister for making too much of the incident.
This action by Barnaby Joyce has made Australia a laughingstock throughout Europe and throughout the United States. It's quite clear. All he's got to do is give a direction. The dogs go in quarantine. Australia's protected.
Jones had threatened to put the dogs down if they weren't sent back home. Fewer students say they're being bullied at school. Those who are bullied are more likely to be girls than boys and more likely to be white than minority students. The Education Department survey found 22% of students ages 12 to 18 said they were bullied in 2013. That figure down 6% from 2011. Sandy Kozdell, AP Radio News.